Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, you've heard the ads, you've heard the hype, you've heard all the excitement. I'm talking about Toy Show the Musical, which kicked off in Dublin's Convention Centre last night. But what is it really like? So we sent two pals of the show down to check it out, and they join me now to tell me all. David O'Reilly, actor and musical theatre star, who you know from Jen's Friends. David, how are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. I'm very good. My Christmas dinner menus are thriving at the moment. They're absolutely thriving. And my taxi cancelling services are going really well. So.
You're making a mint out of your taxi cancelling services. I've heard all about that. And as well as David, we are joined by the fabulous Cara Darmody. How are you?
Hello, I'm really good.
It's so lovely to see you.
Thank you so much. But you know what's even better?
What?
Seeing you.
Oh no, don't you. Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind.
No, I'm so happy I got to see you.
I'm so happy I got to see you. So you're 12. You're
yes.
from County Tip.
Yeah, the
and
premier.
You're a bit of a, you're at the premier county and
yes.
you're a bit of a genius, and we're going to talk about that in a sec. You have had, Cara, the most amazing time since you were in the last time. You were on the Late Late Show.
Yeah, I was.
Remind me why you were on the Late Late Show.
I was on the Late Late Show to talk about what I was doing now with the Junior Cert and the Leaving Cert. But to my surprise, I got my Junior Cert results.
You certainly did get
and
your Junior Cert results.
97%. I'm still shocked to this day. I was not expecting it at all.
David, would you be able to get 97% in a Junior Cert maths exam?
Are you joking?
Yeah.
I'd be lucky if I could open the exam. Never mind, get 97%.
Get the lid
I'm
off,
absolutely fuming. Not only are you getting me on with a child star, but you're getting me on with a child star that gets 97% in their Junior Cert. A 12-year-old. I'm absolutely fuming.
For your 97%. And a maths genius. So David, you're gonna have to raise
step
the game.
It up a
97.
Bit.
Step it up is right. She's raising all our games here. Cara, how much did you end up raising?
For the last fundraiser, I ended up raising 40,000 euros in total.
Goodness
between Ardfinnan and Skullcormac. And so far in this fundraiser, I've raised 15,000 euro. If you want to donate to help me with my fundraiser, you can go on to iDonate and you can donate. Anything helps, even just a fiver. Anything helps, because every single penny of that money will go towards helping people. Not one cent of that money will go towards us. All of it goes towards helping others, because that's what we do.
You're kind of amazing, aren't you? You are kind of very special, in
You're
fairness.
An incredible human.
You really
incredible.
Are. And David, so what have you been up to? Have you been doing anything noble recently?
not done any exams, that's for sure.
Now, what are you up to at the moment?
I'm afraid to mention it, because every time I'm on the show, Jennifer's like, do you want to mention that Christmas film you're in again? So Christmas on Mistletoe Farm is out on Netflix, if anyone fancies
Brilliant.
Watching it. It's a great film. And apart from that, just living it up in Dublin, which
amazing.
Is my first time being in Dublin for Christmas in about 8 years.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Because I've been away working or been away. So it's really nice. Back home.
To be back.
Yeah, with the family. I put the Christmas tree up for the first time since I left in 2007.
How did that go? Were you able to untangle the lights and do your bits and pieces?
Let me tell you, it's absolutely stunning. It's stunning. And my parents do not know what's hit it, because let me tell you, it looks like, you know, a whole Christmas tree was vomiting
explosion of Christmas.
Is your Christmas tree up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we put our Christmas tree up 2 weeks ago, and there's loads of decorations on it.
2 weeks ago, you were ready to go,
and
weren't
a massive
you?
Massive golden star. Yeah, we put it up a couple of days before the toy show, and then we decorated it on the night of the toy show.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
My mate does that as well. She puts up she has a tradition. She puts up her Christmas tree every single toy show. So that's her thing.
Yeah, it's a starter, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we always put our tree up a couple of days before, because then we were ready for the decorations.
And
we could spend time decorating.
And you're not wrestling with the branches. And you're not doing any of that yet. Exactly.
We do all that on the Monday and Tuesday.
You don't want to be time wasting on toy show day. You certainly do not.
Yeah.
So, Cara, you're from Tip, and you were up last night in the Big Smoke in Dublin. Tell me how you got on. Where were you staying?
I was staying in the Hard Rock Hotel, and
wow.
it's the best hotel in the whole world.
Did you have an amazing time?
Yeah, I had an amazing time. In fact, I have a very funny story for you.
Yeah.
I actually forgot to bring my teddies because I forgot to pack them. I forgot to pack my teddies. And so when I walked into the room, there was a bag there. And so there was a card in it and it said, I hope you have a really nice, memorable experience from the staff. And then I checked in, there was a teddy bear in it.
Oh my God. So you got a special one
and
for your trip to Dublin.
It so tight.
Ah, that's brilliant.
And I'm so happy. It's now my new favourite teddy.
I'm so delighted. So you've got a brand new one for you, especially for your trip to Dublin.
Yes.
From the Hard Rock Hotel.
My favourite hotel.
She's a good woman. You are a saleswoman. I like that. So let's get down to it, lads, right? David, I want to start with you. Toy Show the Musical, what's it like?
Listen, highly anticipated. You know, everyone knows about it. It's everywhere. You know, it's everywhere we look. It's everywhere we listen. You know, so, you know, going into it, I was expecting a lot. You know, it's a brand new Irish musical, which is fantastic. Yeah. There's not a lot of them floating around, you know, where you're listening to Irish people singing and dancing and acting. So, listen, it is a beautiful, familiar, but different show, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, you know, you walk in and the set is like, it feels familiar. It's like a warm hug. And then the story goes to a place that you don't expect it to go to.
Wow.
And I have to say, for me, the stars of the show are the children.
Yeah.
The diverse selection in the casting process of children, it actually made me emotional because any child who now goes and sees the Toy Show musical will be able to see themselves up on that stage, you know? And that, I think, is where the Toy Show has nailed it, you know, for me, is that theatre is supposed to be accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
And it should be. And there's going to be children who go and see that show and they're going to go, I could be on that stage someday. And it's not a panto, it's a full-on musical. And, you know, it was just beautiful to witness. And I'm not just talking about kids, I'm talking about talented kids. Like these kids, the lead girl, Duren McNally, oh my God, voice for days, belting like I've never heard, like
amazing,
a child belt. And special mention to Joseph Dunn, who plays her younger brother Loon, who again just delivered one of the most incredible show-stopping numbers called Space Boy, which for me really was a show-stealing number. It was just beautiful. It was set. It was imaginative. It was just great. I had a great night at the theatre.
Oh, fuck. And Cara, what about you? Because David loved it. And how did you feel about it? Were you kind of, did you have the time of your life?
Oh, I loved it even more than David. It was the best show I think that I have ever seen.
Oh, brilliant.
It was so good. And the set was so good. Like, it's like David said, it looks so familiar, like the Toy Show. But I think the best part was the house. The house that the nanny was crawling into. I think that was just, amazing.
Because it does look like there's been loads of hype and there's been loads of ads and stuff. And do you know the way sometimes, like, you kind of could it be as good as it looks? But you say it was very...
It's better than what it looks. You look and then you're like, oh, this is going to be all right. And then it's amazing. I recommend that every single person listening to this needs to go and see it very soon.
That's a review and a half. And David, tell me about this. I want to talk about, because you're like, you are an actor and you're in theatre and all that. What was the standout kind of number for you, like musical wise, you know, with the song was...
Yeah, I mean, there was Space Boy, which was delivered by Joseph Dunn, which it was a spectacle. It was a real kind of visual treat for the eyes.
Yeah.
And then at the end, near the show, Duren, who plays Nell, delivers a song called All the Same. And honestly, it will thrill you with excitement but pull at your heartstrings all at the same time. And that's what you want from theatre. You want to be able to come from the theatre after saying, I really felt, or I felt that moment. I've been there. I've done that. I feel empathetic towards
her. Yeah.
That's what you want from theatre. So, you know, for me, it was great. And there's lots of familiar faces in there as well amongst the cast of people
brilliant.
You recognise. So, Jamie Beamish, who was in series one of Bridgerton, he played Lord Nigel. Bearbrook, he plays the dad, and he's just fantastic. You know, he's a really fantastic comedic actor. And then Fair City's Claire Barrett, she played Brona the nurse in Fair City. She plays the mum. And then Jessica Shervey, I don't know if you remember, there was a program on RTE about 12-13 years ago, called Fame.
They
looked for the two leads.
And I do.
Jessica won that.
Oh, wow.
And she's been over in London. She's done like loads of musicals, The Commitments. She's an incredible actress, and she's in it as well. So there's a real, you know, incredible bunch of adults in the show as well. Yeah. And some real familiar faces. Like my mom's gone, that woman was in Fair City. She was in Fair City as well. That woman's in Fair City. So, you know, there's something for everyone. There really is.
I love that. I love when you can pick out, you just don't, oh, there's your man.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I said, there he is. There's Lord Nigel from Bridgerton.
Exactly.
Playing the dad.
Exactly. We were all trapped in our houses during lockdown. Bridgerton was a saviour for many. Cara, what were your absolute highlights?
I suppose some of my highlights were definitely, I loved the part at the end when Nell started singing, and like her voice was literally just amazing. It's probably one of the best voices I've ever heard.
Really? Just a really brilliant singer.
Mm-hmm. And another highlighting moment, and I'm not going to give away too many spoilers for people who
haven't
watched
it. Oh no, spoiler alert, yeah.
Yeah, I won't give away too many spoilers, but I think my favourite part though was probably the part when all the kids came together and they decided to save the toy show. And so then, but their shock when they saw the TV cameras there.
Oh wow.
Their reaction was just so heartwarming, and they were like, oh, we're on TV? But how did you know? It was just so warming that like children got success, because as you know, I love helping people and I love seeing people do well and seeing kids do well. Yeah. I think even though it's just a show, but I think it just really touches my heart. It's so nice to see people actually gain success.
Well, that's what the toy show is all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
so I just want to ask you, brilliant reviews, both, but is there any room for improvement, David?
Listen, it was their second preview.
Yeah.
It was the first show for the kids.
Yeah.
So there's going to be lots of little things that they can work
for
on
sure,
and work towards.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I will say is it's opening Wednesday. So there's, you know,
brilliant.
Any little small tittering issues that maybe there were, and you wouldn't even notice really, they're all going to be ironed out by Wednesday when the show opens.
That's what previews are
That's
for,
That's what previews
I guess.
Are
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
A couple of tips I would say just for families going to watch
go
it
for
is
it, yeah.
make sure that you give yourself lots of time when you get there. It's a really big venue.
It is
so
huge.
So once you arrive in, you've got escalator after, it's like Harry Potter, you know, the stairs move.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. So you need to make sure that if they have parking there, it's really accessible.
Uh-huh.
It's not too expensive. And also there's a Lewis stop outside as well if people
directly,
want to do public
like
transport.
Directly outside.
Which I
yeah.
would advise. I think it's great.
Brilliant, yeah.
So just give yourself plenty. It's not one of those venues that you can arrive at 7:25 and be in your seat by 7:30.
Sure, you need a bit of time.
Yeah, and also what I would say is and it's a good thing as well because it keeps kids' attention, is it's 90 minutes straight through. There's no interval. So
brilliant.
If you have any young people or elderly people, empty them before you go in. Or put them in a nappy, either or, because that 90 minutes is going to go straight through very quickly.
You're not going to have another opportunity.
You're not going to, let me tell you, you'd be jittering in your seat to get out, Irish, doing the Irish jig to get out. But that's why I would just say a couple of tips is get in there, and there's lots of refreshments there as well for all of the family, like just sweets and
lovely.
Drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's lots, everything is there that you need, and there's like a lovely little photo. Orty Jr.
Yeah.
I have a lovely little photo up, rainbow there. That the kids can have a photo. So that's a great thing. So it's a real experience. Do you know what I mean?
So it's like a properly really good like day out. And Cara, come here. Who do you think would enjoy the musical?
To be honest with you, I think that any family who loves the toy show would enjoy it.
So every family then. That's basically every family.
So every family would enjoy it.
And David, what about you? Like, do you reckon any tips, like if kids under a certain age, anything like that? Are you kind of?
I would say, you know, for not bring a 1 or 2 year old.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what would you be bringing one of them for? You know,
they won't even remember.
I remember somebody saying to me, "Am I allowed to bring my infant in to watch Frozen?" I said, "No, you're not allowed to bring your infant in to watch Frozen." I would say, it's for one for all. It really is one for all the family.
Brilliant.
And, you know, as Cara said, if you love the toy show, you will love this. If you love musicals, you will love this. And if you love supporting Irish musicals, and it's very emotional because for 2 years, Irish theatre was decimated with the pandemic.
Yeah.
And to see this show opening in 2022 after 2 years of not being able to, it's very emotional for anybody who works in the arts. So please go out. Tickets are available and they're from 25 euro up, and it's definitely worth it. You're getting a full scale musical and all Irish.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, you'll never get it for that price anywhere else.
No, you won't.
Lads, what a brilliant review you did of Toy Show the Musical. Opens on Wednesday proper in the Convention Centre in Dublin. Happy Christmas to both of you. And Cara, give us your your GoFundMe or your I Donate again.
You can go into I Donate and you can just type up Cara's Mount Everest Maths Challenge and you should come up and you can donate any amount, and because every little bit of money helps. But I also just have two pieces of advice for the team before we finish.
Give us your advice.
So one thing is a good thing, but the other thing is just like something I would recommend. So these are my two big recommendations. Okay. So the first thing is that I think every single family in this country needs to go and see this show right now, because it was the best show I've ever seen. But I think the piece of advice that I would give is, I do just think that Ryan Tubridy should come onto the stage, even just for like 2 minutes, because he's been doing the toy show for the last 14 years and he's seen as the star of the toy show. So I do just think that he should even come on the stage for 2 minutes and that someone should dress up as him.
It's missing a bit of the tub effect, isn't it?
Missing
a bit of
the tubs effect, yeah.
So I just think that like, for like next year, like when they're like going to be doing like a new show, I think that they should just put that into consideration. That
drag him in.
Maybe they should push him in, or if he can't go, maybe someone to dress up as him.
And well, like, I actually think there should be Ryan Tubridy the musical itself. A separate
there'll
musical.
There'll be pages and pages of
work. Be like LeMay, it's 3 hours long. You never get out of the theatre.
Several intervals, as many intervals as you want.
Yeah.
Lads, thank you so much and a very happy Christmas
to both
of
you. Merry lovely Christmas same to you.
And we'll see you soon. Thanks so much
thank
for coming
you.
In. Bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.